Hello.
Hi, is this Brian?
Yes.
Hey, Brian, it's Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect, yeah. So I got the application that you faxed over to us. Just wanted to give you a call, kind of go over the file and see exactly what we're working with here. Now, let me, sorry, I'm pulling up the file still here. It's taking a little longer to load than usual.
Sure.
Yep. Okay, all right. So I have the business as Blue Ribbon Dry Cleaners, Inc. Is that the proper legal name for the business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as ownership goes, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And then all right, so why don't we start with, why don't you give me kind of a rundown of what you were looking for here, and then I can kind of point you in the right direction as far as programs go for what we have.
Okay. In the past, five or six years, not counting the last 2 years, our medical insurance premiums here were in excess of $40,000 a year for about 4 years, 5 years. So as you can imagine, we're a small business. We do about $430,000 a year.
Okay.
Been in business since 1929. The medical premiums just went ballistic there, they're under control now. They're down to about $1,200 a $12,000 a year, instead of over 40.
Yeah, 10% of your sales.
That put us in a tremendous hole. Well, you know, we had to pay these things, and I ended up taking a few of these payday loans. You know, the lenders that they'd call up. But, you know, the interest rates on those things ended up being at a low of 19 to a high of about 36%.
Sure.
So we'd take a loan, we'd pay it off in 6 or 9 months or a year, and then find we'd slip behind again because of the payments. Right now, we have three of these out, and our payments are over $10,000 a month, which is absolutely killing us.
Sure.
So what I was looking to try and find, if I could consolidate the, about $80,000 that we owe, if I could get a 4 or 5 year loan, I own the real estate here free and clear. There's no mortgage. The property is valued by the town for tax purposes at $360,000. Some realtors have offered $500,000 or more. So it's a good spot. We know all that. We don't want to sell out. We want to stay in business. And the way to do it would be if we could consolidate these damn loans. One I have has about 18 weeks to go. One has, I think, 5 months, and another probably has, just over a year. But I'm paying over $10,000 a month.
Sure, and that's putting too much of a strain on your cash flow.
Well, that's it. I mean, if we could just consolidate those damn loans, offering the real estate as collateral, or I don't know what you do specifically, got the offer in the mail, said I'll call up and find out. I've got a single family home that my wife and I own, which is currently valued at over $400,000, and we have about a $75,000 mortgage on it. We're equity rich, but we can't get cash to get ourselves straightened out.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, let's work through this and see kind of where you're going to fall to figure out what sort of options that we'll have for you. Okay, so first off, all right, so we have three of these loans. Are they all coming out of the bank account on a daily payment?
Two of them are daily and one is once a month.
Two are daily and one is once a month, okay. All right, so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The daily is $439 a day, and the other payment last month was about $2,400 for the month.
Okay. All right. So what I would like to do is kind of tackle each of these individually to get as much information about them. Depending on the structure of the loan that you have, how far you're into the term, all of that, it's going to play into what options we have for you. So okay. let's do the loan that you're paying month to month. So that one is about a $2,400 a month payment. Now, what was the original amount borrowed on that loan?
Just around, that's with Cabbage. Are you familiar with the Cabbage?
Okay, yes.
Credit
yes.
buying people. Yeah, so that had a high of about $8,200. I think right now we just knocked off a chunk of that, so it's probably, let's see, 8, 7, 6, probably in the $5,000 range.
Okay, so about $5,000 left on that. Okay. And then... Now, okay, so the Cabbage you're paying monthly, it's about a $2,400 a month payment, and you have about $5,000 left on the balance of it. Now, how about for the two daily loans? Can you walk through those individually with me? Who are they with, and how much is their balance?
Yeah, one is with a company called Quarter Spot.
Okay.
That I started in March. The current balance, I believe, is right around $50,000. It started at 76.
Okay. And was that how much you borrowed, or was that the total amount with
that,
like
that was what we borrowed? The total payback will be around 91,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
If we take it to the term, that one is amortized normally where your balance, principal and interest are paid each month. So if it's paid early, there's probably a few thousand or more dollars that would come off of that balance.
Sure. Okay. Okay. All right. So 1596. That was in March. Okay. And then how about for the second daily payment that you have? Who is that with, and what are the balances?
Second one. Yep. Started at $15,000. That was like 2 weeks ago. The total payback on that was around $19,500. And that's a complete, that's like the payday thing. You agree to pay back so much in 5 months, and that's the total. There's no early payoff there. But that was something,
like I said,
we get buried here, and the more you borrow with these high-interest loans and fall behind, I recognize it's becoming a black hole.
Sure, it can kind of compound the problem. Okay. Now, who was that most recent loan through?
That was with, I went through Stimulus Funding was the company and the lender. Let me see if I can bring them right up here, if I can find that file. Let's see, my documents. Let's see. LMNOP. I think it was Legend Finance. Let me just verify that.
Okay, I can't say I'm familiar with them.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Yeah, can imagine I have a few files under Ledger. Let me dig in here just a second. Okay, let's see how quickly we load here. Yeah, right.
I play the same game on my end. I'm always waiting for it to load.
Yeah. Oh, if they didn't have so many drawings and everything else, the darn thing, we could get on with our lives.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Here she comes. Legend Advanced Funding.
Oh, Legend
Advanced. The name of the company.
Okay. Yep. And that, so that was the total, the original amount you borrowed was $15,000. The total payback was about $19,500. And you took that out about 2 weeks ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about a balance probably close to $19,000 on there then, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
It got to the point, you know, where I had to hire 4 new people. We just exploded here after the summer. And it just got to the, I took it, and then I said, you know, there's got to be a better way. This is.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, sure. All right, and we can kind of explore a few options here to see, you know, what's going to, I guess, you know, get you on a little better ground. So now, right now, with all 3 of these, okay, we have, okay, just trying to get our, you said it's coming out to, on a monthly basis, how much would you say you're spending on paying these loans for each month? Because my goal is to get you something obviously lower on the monthly cost.
All right, okay. Well, let's see. The two dailies are $4.39 a day times an average of 21 days a month.
Yeah.
That's $9,219. The cabbage is flexible. It was 24. I think next month's payment will be around 19 or 18.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking right at $11,000 a month until cabbage is gone in 2-3 months.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
That's a flexible payment.
Gotcha. All right. So working with that monthly output, about $11,000. Now, right now on the for the business bank account, can you give me an idea as to, you know, the state of affairs in the bank account? Are your ending balances, do you get close to zero at the end of the month, or do you still have a little room left to operate?
Normally it's $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. We have a couple of bank accounts we work out of. One is next door, and but they don't handle coin for the laundromat. So we put our coin in the credit card deposit account with Bank of America.
Oh,
that averages around $18,000 to $22,000 a month, and then the other account is more or less the payroll account.
Okay. Now, do any of the accounts ever dip down below zero at any point throughout the month?
We did have that issue with Bank of America in early September because we just got hit with a big insurance payment that was due, and the cabbage payment came in. Overall, the course of the year, yes, there was a couple of weeks off and on where it would dip. Yep.
Okay. All right. And as long as I know that beforehand, I'll know which programs to shoot for. We'll definitely. What we're going to do is, I'm going to gather some information from you, so we'll take a look at 6 months of the business bank statements. But what we do is we analyze the cash flow on those past 6 months to be able to project what we're able to get you approved for. Now,
So they'll see the payments, and they'll just take those and say, all right, let's back these aside, and then let's see what would be left on another program, and they could see
exactly
the
so, yeah, well,
difference.
Exactly that. So we're going to see kind of, you know, the cash flow of the business and then the strain that these loans are putting on you and find some middle ground there, right?
Okay.
Now, are we working with a specific time frame of how soon you need the funds in place? Is there any, I mean, you know, when were you looking to bring these on?
I'd like to do it in a month. I'd like to do it in November, see if we could tie these all together.
Okay. All right. And then another question for you. So, okay, I have your gross annual sales at about $425,000. Is that what you are projecting for this year?
Last year was, let me grab it right here. We're running a little ahead of last year. And last year was, have this in just a second. Oops, wrong one. Week sales 2015, 2016. And in 2015, it was 2015 was 423,174.
Okay.
This year we are currently currently about $1,000 ahead. We had a very interesting summer here. It was so beautiful that the laundromat and dry cleaning took a bit of a hit. August was about $5,000 below last year.
Oh, okay.
But it's picked right back up. September or October was a couple hundred ahead, so it's right back on track. So I would say 425,000 or better would be a good projection.
All right, and then how about as far as your personal credit goes? What does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? What are we working with?
I think it's good. It was very good, but when I got involved with these payday people, I checked my Experian score. I had 40 inquiries into my credit in 1 week.
Oh,
so
goodness.
What they do, I found out, was they once they get your name and you talk to a company, they're not really direct lenders. They find you out all over the place.
You're getting shopped all over.
Off the hook. And even though I did not authorize any of these people, you know, the other agencies or lenders, anyway.
Yeah.
I believe it's still in the 600s. It's not as good as it. Basically, though, looking over my history of Experian, you can see the bills have been paid, the credit cards have been paid, the credit lines have been paid, nobody's been stiffed, my mortgage has been paid, all these things, you know, occasionally might end up going a week or 10 days late on something, but make sure it's, you know, keep on top of things. It should never be over 30 days. It's certainly not terrible.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, no, that's absolutely something we can work with. And you want to be careful working with, I mean, if somebody that you were working with sent you to had that many inquiries, that's definitely an issue. You want to avoid that at all costs because it is going to put a ding on the score. So I'll note that here, and I'll actually take a look at the file and try to give you a little feedback on ways that we can actually improve the credit score. If you're in the 600s, I'm definitely going to have some programs for you. They're primarily going to be based on sales, so credit's going to be a small factor. So if it did get reduced because of all those inquiries, it's just going to be a small factor. So not to worry. I think I'll still have something for you here now. To get you options, or I've a couple options here. You know, first, my first kind of path forward I see is to shoot to get you kind of like this overarching payoff loan that we would pay off all of these balances, set you up on one payment with us, and hopefully reduce that strain on your cash flow month to month. Now, that obviously is our first option, our goal to accomplish here, but getting the approval to be that large of an amount is going to be a challenge based off of your sales and the credit situation that we're working with. I think it's still possible, so I'm still going to shoot for it, but I do want to have a backup plan in case that's not available. So if we're not able to get the full payoff loan, there would be some options to have probably a second or a third position loan where we would either pay off one of those. It seems more likely we would pay off these daily balance loans because these seem to be the ones that are putting the most strain on you. Cabbage being a monthly payment and having a flexible payment option. If we can work something out that we pay off just these two daily loans and set you up on a better program, then we let the cabbage run its course and fall off, at that point, that might be something that's a little more attainable than getting the full payoff loan right up front.
I see.
So I have a couple options that I'm going to shoot for, but right now, first, we just need to get you qualified to see exactly what we're working with. Now,
okay.
To get you qualified, I'm going to need a few things from you, and I can run through that list right now. I'll also send it to you in an email so you have everything right in front of you.
Okay.
Now, what I will need from you, I know you sent over the application that you had filled out. I'm actually going to send you a different application. It's similar, but it's more specific to the program that I want to get you into. So it's going to be a lot of the same information on there. It's a bit of a formality, but it just allows us to apply for the program that's going to pay off your loans. So it's going to be an application, and then I'll need 6 months of the business bank statements.
Okay.
And then your most recent business tax return. So did you guys finish 2015?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Yes. Yep.
Perfect. And then I would also need the... Usually it's the first page of the loan contract where it shows kind of what we just went over, the amount that you borrowed, the term, and the payment schedule that you have. So the first page of the contracts for all three of those loans.
Okay.
And then that is the extent of what I need from you right now. Once I get all of that in, I can get you an approval with, you know, the options that we're working with. It usually takes me about 24 to 48 hours for that.
Okay.
So let me see here. I want to make sure I have the right email address. It looks like I have bluecleaner@aol.com is the best email for you.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put together an email right now with that list of everything we just went over, and I'll attach the application to it. So I'll send it over to you. You'll have all of my direct contact information on that email. So you can give me a call, you can shoot me an email. It will come straight to me, and I'll get right back to you if you have any questions. Now,
right.
Does that all sound like that it's easy to gather for you? Is it all available?
Yes. Yeah, everything's available. I will have to email you the bank statements, of course, in a file.
Perfect.
The application and the pages of those contracts, I'll have to fax to you.
Okay, that works fine. And the fax number will be on the email as well.
Okay. Let me see. Was there anything I needed 6 months? Oh, the tax return. I'll fax the front page so you'll have a signature, because otherwise, of course, in the computer, it isn't signed. So I will fax you. Did you want the whole completed tax return with all the schedules, or did you just want the first two pages summarizing the year's events?
If it's not too difficult, the full tax return makes it easier when we have, or at the very least, I need the first two pages and the, I believe it's the schedule, is it a Schedule K, I think, are you incorporated?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so it's the Schedule K that shows the ownership information on there. That's a key part that I need. So a lot of times I tell people just to send the whole thing, unless you can fish that part out. If that's easy enough for you, that will be fine as well.
No, it should all come as a file, and I'll follow with the signed pages, so you'll have a signature on the document.
Okay.
Right, that's okay. I own the real estate. We have the business sits 100% myself.
Sure.
And the business, Blue Ribbon Dry Clean, is incorporated. I have 94% of the stock, and 6% is held by one of my sons who works here.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so
that's
fine. So I'm 100% on the real estate, and 94% on the stock of the business, yeah.
Okay, that's 100% fine. I have notes on that, and
okay.
Basically what I'm going to do... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The real estate is claimed... I charge rent. It's on a Schedule E on my personal return.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Let me make a note of that right now, just so I know when I go over everything, I'll probably have a question, but I got a note here, it'll answer it when I get there.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send the email over to you right now. If you have any questions on it, like I said, just give me a call or shoot me an email. As soon as I get everything back from you, I'll start processing it, and then we can use, like I said, it takes about a day to get some options.
I'll get the files that I can do out of the computer today. The fax probably would be this evening or tonight, because my fax machine is actually at home and not here at the office.
Oh, okay. No problem. No problem. As long as I know the timetable we're working with, we're on the same page. Everything should run pretty smoothly. So I will send the email right now. Just let me know if you have any questions, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brian.
All right. Bye-bye.